From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heiler. Multiple sclerosis, or MS, is a debilitating disease that attacks the body's nervous system and interrupts the signal between the brain, spinal cord, and other areas of the body. MS is a chronic condition for which there is no cure, and many Missourians affected by the disease can have trouble gaining access to and affording the cost of treatment. But, as KBIA's Hope Kerwin reports, there is a new group forming which aims to help state lawmakers better understand what Missourians with this disease need.
There are almost 9,000 people living with multiple sclerosis in Missouri. Neurologist and MS specialist Sudhir Bachu says these individuals face many challenges.
The patients experience weakness that comes and goes, and 50% of the patients stay with weakness all the time, which we call progressive course.
Now state lawmakers are working to better understand and address the needs of Missourians with MS. On May 6, the legislature passed a resolution to establish a multiple sclerosis task force. Among other issues, the task force will be looking at the price of treatments, which can cost a person with MS around $70,000 every year. Access to these treatments is another important concern, especially for individuals in rural parts of Missouri. The group will be made of legislators, neurologists, and representatives from the Department of Health and Senior Services and the National MS Society. The legislature will also appoint two individuals living with MS to serve on the task force. Sarah Gentry is the public policy manager for the National MS Society. She says this collaboration will bring a variety of different perspectives together.
We'll have the neurologists who have their understanding of the nature of the disease on a very technical level. And we'll also have those folks who live with the disease every day. And I think it's also wonderful that the legislature wants to get involved and raise awareness about this issue.
Dr. Bachu says he believes raising awareness about MS is a good thing.
I think it's a good step to get the community and the physicians and the patients together.
But awareness is not the only thing Missourians with MS need.
We need a lot of physical support for the patients as well as cognitive support for the patients that were affected by the disease already and for the people that are recently diagnosed and going to be diagnosed in the future.
The MS Task Force has no fiscal note, which means the group isn't costing the state anything to operate. But without a budget, it also isn't able to implement change. Despite the lack of power, Gentry says she's optimistic about guiding the state to positive solutions.
I hope that we can come up with some recommendations that will provide a solid path for finding new ways to help folks with MS access care and live more independently.
The MS Task Force will announce its recommendation to the Missouri General Assembly by January 15, 2015. Hope Kerwin, KBIA News.
For KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heiler. Thanks for listening.